We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Wayne Wade talking with the rookie Simmons. They'll inbound, and that will be the ball game. So the final score, Philadelphia 104, Miami 91. The Sixers eliminate the Miami Heat in the first round of the NBA playoffs, 4-1.
This is the end. Beautiful, yes. Prayer.
Solemnly, we greet you today, the first day of the Miami Heat offseason. Sad day. Heat got the old Fiverooski and out the door.
Why are you dressed like a guy from Cobra Kai?
What?
You're dressed like someone from Cobra Kai.
Yeah, you're really picking on me today, man. Today I'm mourning.
I'm not picking on you. I want to know why you're dressed like a guy from Cobra Kai.
I don't ever pick on what you wear as attire.
No, I'm not picking on it. I'm inquiring.
Just want to do a normal radio show.
Dressed as a guy from Cobra Kai.
Dress normal, then.
I am dressed normal. What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
You look like you just got off a Harley.
Yeah. Just because you guys can wear this if you want to. I'm not going to judge.
What?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm not going to judge.
No, you know what you're going to do?
Mm.
Take a picture and make a GIF out of it.
Oh, I already just took a picture. It's going to be sent out. But I don't know. He definitely has some shenanigans up his sleeve.
Oh,
I just
does.
Don't know what they are.
We have normal show shenanigans. Like, we have Dartboard of Doom today.
No, you've got something else going on.
No, man, I don't. I'm mourning today. I'm sad. I'm not Alonzo mourning. This the real kind of mourning. Like, the sad mourning. I'm bummed.
Mm-hmm.
The season's over.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
On a side note.
I had this weird feeling of emptiness last night. Like, oh.
Is that?
No, that kangaroo suit?
Yeah, I don't know why you guys were sending me orders from Amazon. We have one here.
No, I know, but
he did. I know we have.
He sent me a slutty kangaroo.
I know. I wanted to get that one. And by the way, that was the one that Tim Watts commented on.
These furries know no bounds. Good God.
Did you see the one with the pocket? You can actually put a person in it.
Yeah,
crazy.
Just in case.
Robbie may or may not fit.
I have the kangaroo costume.
Was it part
on
of the
reserve.
Bet?
It's on reserve. But you know, look, I told Tim Watts. I said, congratulations to your guy. He showed up big time, and he's like, do you think he played like an all-star? I said, obviously, he played solid. And I'm ashamed of Goran Dragic. What can I tell you? Gogi came up small. I mean, Goran, you disappointed me. The best thing you did yesterday, he B-slapped Ben Simmons yesterday. That's the best move he could come up with? You slap him?
What other move does he have?
Scoring? Once in the fourth quarter would be nice. And if I hear one more time about this Dwayne Wade, Goran Dragic connection, hey, I don't want to hear it, man. You're a former All-NBA player, Slovenian god, champion amongst Europe, and an all-star. I don't want to hear about the 36-year-old ruining your speed, tempo, and space.
Here.
I put my honor on the line for you, and you embarrassed me internationally.
Here's the problem. You, like a lot of other fans, today are going to avoid saying the one thing that you should just accept.
What?
The 76ers were better.
I'll accept it.
They are better. They
I'll accept
the better team.
And
what can be said after a 5-game series?
Once you go there and understand that, then all the other explanations kind of, you know, you miss shots when the other team's better.
No. This Goran Dragic thing, it's been a lingering bug that we haven't addressed because he's sweet, adorable, and a great pitch man.
Listen, man.
Here's what needs to be said.
Oh, no.
His fourth quarter onions are lacking. That's what's lacking in Goran Dragic.
So he's got one first through third quarter onions.
Right.
But he lacks fourth quarter onions.
He's a front runner. He is a front running dragon. But when things get tough, when it really gets to the nitty gritty of it, where's he to be? Ever. How many Goran Dragic game winners we have in this Heat career? I'll wait.
Yeah, the one against the Lakers. in L.A. earlier this year.
The Lakers?
At L.A.
Please.
That's
he
one.
Has one good. He has one good important game in his career, Game 7 against the Hornets.
Ooh.
Other than that.
Did you see this latest ESPN post?
What?
About the percentages for Kawhi?
No, but we'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to whale hunting a little bit later.
Okay.
I look at this Goran Dragic, and I say, look, I know Hassan Whiteside's getting the brunt of the criticism today. Deserved. However, I'm still looking at Gogi, and I'm looking at that stat sheet, and I'm wondering, hey, man, where's my guy? You're the captain of this team, and I'm Dwayne Wade's dragging ass out there. He's getting burned by a guy who looks like it looks like he is on that team in fantasy camp. Who is that McConnell? He doesn't even know how to do finger guns. That was embarrassing. I felt so bad. Dwayne Wade, in what should be a celebrated season, the lasting memory I have of him in his last game is little fantasy camp, TJ McConnell getting an and one on him and doing fake finger guns. Terrible. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
I come up here, Goran. I try and defend you against Australian members of parliament. This is what you give me. B slaps. You slapped Ben Simmons upside the head.
Robbie,
that was your move.
Just give us the headline sponsor since we are bad at communicating.
It's brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, where there are truly steps beyond convenience.
I hear that about them.
There's one right by my house. It's so good.
Speaking of good, this is going to be a very low energy second hour of the show today because
you guys are leaping up some pizza.
I woofed down some Meat Lovers
Leroy's
pizza.
On his fourth piece of extra large pizza, and these slices are not small.
Oh, they're no joke.
Oh, the seal's been broken.
I mean, I don't know what to. I asked Leroy, I'm like, why do we need two pizzas? And he's like, oh, you'll see. Anyways, anywho, so the heater done. The sources say that Kawhi is a priority for the Spurs as far as an off-season meeting.
I would hope so. I would hope he was meeting one. Do they have to go to New York for that meeting, or will he fly to San Antonio?
ESPN ranking...
Or will they Skype him in?
ESPN ranking the chances of each team getting Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers 1, 76ers 2, Celtics 3, Heat 4.
He'd always on that list, but never up top.
Top 4 is not bad.
Top 4 is good. You're in the mix.
In the mix.
In the discussion.
All we need is for Kawhi to say those magic words to pop.
Well, we know he's not going to the Lakers. He's not going to the Lakers. So is he going to Boston, where he's going to be the third guy?
No.
Is he going to Philly, where he's going to be the third guy?
Nope. I'm firmly believed he wants to do the Kyrie, where he wants to go to the team where he's going to be the star. This is about image. It's about money. This is the landing spot.
Image?
Yep.
Shouldn't we know what you sound like?
That's the problem. Don't you understand? It's a reconstruction. It's a rebuild. It can't just be he's the humble defensive guy. We need Miami. We need scar-faced Kawhi Leonard.
So you want him at a desk with like 7 kilos of coke and a machine gun?
Mounds of cocaine!
And a machine gun?
You will see the highest tempo Kawhi Leonard has ever played this season. Because we're going to have Kawhi Leonard the bad boy. We're gonna turn him heel of the league. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be like
really?
It's gonna be like when Hollywood Hogan came to Bash of the Beach.
You don't skip a beat, do you?
What are you talking about?
Maybe you'll slow down when you put that kangaroo suit on your ass.
Oh, that's
well,
probably
that,
true.
You'll pause for a second, because you're not gonna talk a whole bunch of trash with that kangaroo suit on.
You're gonna be so hot.
I was just realizing that it's so hot out.
It is. It's like 93 out.
So hot.
And we got to do it like around 12-ish.
I guess. Either before or after the show. When's the traffic better?
Oh.
You
need to go before.
You're 6 1/2 dozen the other.
No.
Well, before. I need somebody to drive me. I can't go down.
You're going to drive. I need somebody to drive the ticket vehicle and the kangaroo.
I need somebody to videotape.
I will give you $200. I will give you $200.
I can't be out there with the selfie stick.
Oh, no, we're all going. We're all going. We're all going. I'll bring someone in to do stuff around here.
Oh, man.
All right.
We've all done pretty stupid things.
This is.
But nobody has put their foot in their mouth more than you.
I'll wear that.
So, big deal this morning. Condoleezza Rice's big commission made some recommendation to the NCAA about college basketball.
Like what?
End the one and done. which I believe they're going to try to do for the 2020 draft.
End it now.
Yeah, how hard it is to say it's over?
How pissed would you be if you were a class behind?
Instead of this shady show clause and you get like a 5-game ban for cheating.
The Frank Haith clause?
Yeah. You'll be banned for life if you cheat.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wouldn't have no NCAA coaches.
Also,
we'd have all new ones.
Also, they want to kind of limit the the shady relationship between AAU and colleges.
Oh, good luck.
So that's that.
Somebody said start at 12, heat stroke by 12:15.
Michael Vick's going to be an offensive coordinator in the new Alliance of American Football League.
Really?
For the Atlanta team, yeah.
Hmm. I'm into that.
Seems pretty cool. I'd watch that. I'd watch him coordinate.
The one with Spurrier in it?
Would you watch him call plays? I don't know. There's so many leagues now. There's
Spurrier's coaching the Orlando team.
I think it should be Michael Vick player coach. So in the meanwhile, hey, if somebody's sticking up the joint, he can get out there.
Is he Bill Russell?
Dude, 40 is 40. Or what is he, 30?
How old is Michael Vick and what does he look 38? Like now?
I feel like he's younger than we think.
No. You think so?
Yeah.
No.
He's... No, no. He was a freshman. 38? He was a freshman in college in 1999.
All right. So he was 18 at 1999. It's like
37.
All right. You know, 37. He ain't throwing around like Brady. He ain't been taking care of his body like that.
You don't think he's in good shape?
Yeah, but he had that time off, so he's really like 35.
Right.
His body's 35.
He's been resting. He's probably still got some wheels.
Remember, like that was the theory with Ricky. Ricky retired, but then he came back, so he was like 34, but he's really 31.
I don't really want to go here, but Michael Vick gets a job in the NFL before Colin Kaepernick. Anyways. Yep.
That's not the NFL, though.
Yeah, no valid point. The Marlins and Dodgers are back at it tonight.
Well, I'm pretty sure they bring Colin Kaepernick to play XFL.
Marlins.
I don't think so, man.
No, because you have to stand for the anthem in that league. So that's not happening. What?
I know, I'm disappointed.
I think everybody just made it about the wrong thing.
Listen, there was a three-hour meeting in New York.
By people asking him if he's going to kneel. It almost insinuates that you're trying to tell him whether he should kneel or not, thus making him take another stand.
He did win the Amnesty International prestigious award.
Doesn't get you
the
job.
But can't get a job. Yes. Marlins and Dodgers, 7:35 East Coast time tonight. That means it's a 4:35 matinee out in L.A.
Getaway day.
Trevor Richards, 0-2, 6.16 ERA for the Marlins. Clayton Kershaw, 1-3, 2.45 ERA for the Dodgers.
Trying to win two in a row.
Win the series. Let's go.
First series win of the year if they win.
Snapped a 5-game win streak. Cameron Maven, second stint with the Marlins. Not terrible.
Drove in the game-winning run, had the game-ending catch.
It's not terrible.
How did Brinson
do yesterday? Everybody else
struck
on the team is so bad
but he did have a
that
double.
The slightest little bit of baseball player, you get excited.
Yeah, well, I realize that I like rooting for him more when he's just Cameron Maven off the scrap heap than he's Cameron Maven traded for the best right-handed hitter of the last 15 years.
Yep.
For those fellow soccer lovers, the UEFA Champions League, we had Liverpool win yesterday. They will play the winner of Bayern Munich against Real Madrid, which is today at 2:45.
What the hell does it mean when I'm watching the ticker and it says so-and-so needs to score 5 goals to advance?
Because they go by aggregate.
Yeah, they play 2 games, and they basically combine the goals of the 2 games.
Right, so instead of playing like a 2 out of 3, they just play 2 games, one at one home, one at the other home, and then it's the most goals.
It's a cockamamie sport.
And if they're tied, they go by away goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Like the second tie, the tiebreaker is away goals.
And then if that's still tied, then they go to penalty kicks.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, wait. So if that's tied, they find some kind of... Oh, they do it at the last game.
Yeah. They do the penalty kick.
They go to penalty... Yeah. So all these different rules, and then you're going to have a shootout to figure it out anyway.
I mean, one way to fix the aggregate system, which is what I would believe in, would be to have a third game at a neutral site.
They don't have time for that. That's why they don't do it.
No, they have plenty of time. They move the schedules all around. They do all this stuff. The Premier League is going to be out for 7 weeks because this team's in the FA Cup and the UEFA Champions League and blah, 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 and the whatever.
Too many tournaments.
Soccer.
I don't know who
everybody gets a trophy.
For. I see one of the guys that I actually know playing. I don't know if he's playing for his country. I don't know if he's playing for this team. I don't know if he was bought. And by the way, man, you know how much it costs for a soccer player?
A lot.
Holy smokes. They don't do that over here.
Well, speaking of costing a lot, Hassan Whiteside.
Oh.
What are we going to do with this guy?
Why have to ruin my day?
Buckle in, everybody. This one's a doozy. Tomorrow night, unprecedented, unparalleled draft coverage. That's right. The two stations that once hate each other are now siblings. For some reason, we call each other sister stations and not brother stations. I don't know what that is. Is that
industry vernacular.
Sure. Anyway, we're doing this whole draft simulcast. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to be at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Leroy's going to be at Dolphins headquarters. We're going to be at Hard Rock Stadium. It's brought to you by Big Five Rum, Florida made, Cuban inspired. We're going to have you covered from Finn's Camp. Leroy's doing the show at Big O. That's how you know we're merging. And I got to tell you something. That's going to be a doozy. That's going to be a doozy. Our draft party is going to be at Dave and Buster's in Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. Alex Donald is going to be there with Butch Davis and Ken Dorsey. They're paws up now. Not about the U. Paws up. Paws up, Beast. Paws up. Dave and Buster's, Eat, Drink, Play, Watch Sports. The Tickets Draft Coverage is also brought to you by Lexus of North Miami. Always an amazing deal. And by Carolina Auto Body. When your car's in tow, there's only one place to go. The NFL Draft. All your coverage right here on WQAM. And 790 The Ticket. All right, today stinks. He got bounced yesterday.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What stinks more?
Tell
him. You're not going to like this question.
Okay.
What stinks more? What happened to the Heat? Or the unlikelihood that they're going to be able to just make a bunch of moves and it'll all be better by next season?
Okay, well, there's a couple layers to that. First of all, the loss hurts more right now than their situation.
Mm.
The situation, I kind of think every Heat fan's being a big baby about, to be quite honest. I really do.
They have no cap space.
Okay, but you guys...
They owe $55 million.
Hold on.
To three people.
I understand. You guys know that the situation isn't new, right? Like, this was the situation. And so, when you get slapped out of the playoffs, like they did... Yeah, it hurts, but also remember what the whole point of this team was. It's a plan B team. They went out last season trying to get Gordon Hayward on their squad, didn't get him because that Brad Stevens is corrupt, and then they ended up saying, all right, let's bring back the boys that were 31-11 on the second half. They're not that crazy at contracts. Let's see it. And also, one of your signings was hurt all season. So, never really even got to go through with that. So this idea that we're gonna play, I can make all these moves.
How many games better is this team with Deion?
I don't know.
I'd say they're better.
Well, I just told him look better. Like he's about to sing and play on an acoustic in '80s hair band cover power ballad.
Don't worry about me right now.
Yep.
No, but in all honesty, like guys, step back for a second. What were your expectations? Like if
no.
Let's say that.
Wait a minute.
No. Hold on.
I've always tapered my expectations for this team.
Okay, then why,
based on the players.
Then why is everybody sounding the alarm?
It's not an alarm. It's, wait a minute. In order to trade somebody, they have to show something. Okay?
There's a lot of bad contracts that get moved.
Hassan is not only not shown you anything this year, but he's a dying breed in the NBA.
If Hassan,
so who's going to take $20 million
for a year? And then next year he becomes a $20 million expiring contract, which is one of the best assets to have as a team.
Okay.
So it's a year problem. And here's the only thing. You want to blow it up? I'll blow it up for Kawhi Leonard. If you're telling me that he'd have a legit shot at it and you can clear the decks that way, or if you're telling me Paul George's agent calls you and says, hey, guess what? We want to go to you. Because that's what happened with Boston. Boston found out, hey, Gordon Hayward, we had this whole thing rigged in the first place. He's coming to Boston. Oh, we got to go clear some cap space. And they did. It's like
at this point,
this idea that you're panicking and you're like,
I'm not. We should go tank.
No, I'm not.
Huh?
Who said that? No one said we're panicked.
Dude,
listen.
People are freaking out.
Okay, it's freak out season.
Listen. I'm not freaking out. I'm just not like real high on their chances of going to capture whales.
Well, it's hard to catch whales.
Right.
It's hard.
Riley's taking a stab, and he's missed out on all of them.
If it was easy, it would be fly fishing. It's whaling.
Okay, Kevin Durant didn't catch him.
He didn't have the best odds of going into Kevin Durant meeting.
Gordon Hayward didn't catch him.
Probably for the best.
a bunch of other misses?
Here.
Anyone?
Who?
I'm asking, not telling.
Let me explain something to you. Look at how all these Max guys are going to teams. They're not just going to bare teams. They're not going to teams that you're going to build around them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to teams that already have some pieces, and they're just going to put them over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the Heat. And you can say what you want about Kawhi coming here, but that culture in San Antonio is very similar to that culture down here.
Yeah, but we know what this is.
And like, why would he sign to the same circumstances?
I don't think it's the thing about culture. I'm telling you, the Kawhi Leonard, I've read a lot into the Kawhi Leonard stuff, so I know you guys think I'm bull bleeping a lot of this. Kawhi Leonard's team around him, I'm talking about like agents, managers, marketing, they are underwhelmed by how Kawhi's not a bigger star. We know why he is. He has the personality of this wall. That's why Kawhi Leonard's not a big star. But they think because of his credentials, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, Finals MVP, he should be getting the stuff that Chris Paul gets, LeBron gets, Russell gets. So they want him out of San Antonio because clearly if he doesn't have the personality, he needs something to change. Because if you're in San Antonio your entire life, you're already looked upon as the boring guy. Mm-hmm. They're already looked upon as the franchise that nobody likes to watch. People hate San Antonio. I mean, they respect Pop, but who honestly says, man, Spurs are taking on the Kings tonight. Gotta watch that.
Here's why I get annoyed by the reality of the situation. And I get everything you're saying. And I'm fine with it. I understand, hey, if you trade a sign, some team's going to look, oh, we only have that money for 1 year. I'm cool with that. I get that. Hassan isn't a dying breed. Pelicans are winning with two big men. And Haberstro just said Levitard that too. Wait a minute. Please, let me go.
Go ahead.
Sir or ma'am, Mr. 5 or Miss 561.
Has to be a dumb guy.
You do realize that the two big men that Haberstro was talking about are all stars, and one is getting ready to take his team deep into the playoffs. We're not just talking about a big man who can't pass and sometimes dribbles the ball off his legs.
May I also add?
They also shoot threes.
May I also add, they took off pretty much in parallel to when one of the big men blew out his Achilles. And also, the other guy, probably the best player in the league right now.
Right.
I don't know if there is a person on earth playing basketball better than Anthony Davis. I don't know if the numbers he's putting on, it's like Shaq-type domination. That's how good he's
been. But he's doing it from all over the court.
He does everything. He stops everything. He was once a point guard who had handles and then grew to 7 feet. That's not fair. Where are they making these guys? I want one.
They don't just grow on trees.
You in Broward County.
Oh, man.
The closest thing we had to that was Chris Bosh.
He
wasn't as dumb, but I'm just saying, that's the closest thing. But a guy that can play all over the court.
Yeah, and remember how long it took them to get Chris Bosh
to put a foot
outside,
to go outside, right? Because he was, you know.
But that's the thing with this.
We got Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly-O. Look, I got love for Kelly 305. I was weirded out by that signing, but you know what? Nice signing.
Well,
Kelly
because
Olynyk.
Who didn't think he was going to be an enforcer?
By the
when
way,
he got here.
Was Kelly Olynyk the only guy not to get into a fight this series?
Which is weird. What?
I didn't see him in one scuffle.
Yeah, he kind of went bizarre.
Lamar
Kelly Olynyk.
Lamar Odom. He's very similar. School,
yes.
To that. Right.
Is there anybody aside from Wade, obviously, who is not protected?
I'm a little torn on what they should do with Wayne Ellington. I don't know if that's I don't know because I think if they sign him, that's like a thing where they got to give up their mid-level exception. And I don't know if you should invest in a Wayne Ellington. I think you should just go find another Wayne Ellington.
Well, now I agree. You can find.
Does
as
the Tyler
much
Johnson
of Wayne Ellington?
Does the Tyler Johnson contract, how it bumps up? Does it even allow the Heat to bring back Ellington unless they make a move?
I think it does because they haven't been in the tax. I don't know if I'm investing in Wayne Ellington.
Okay, for bleeps and giggles, just I'll entertain you for a moment. They're whale hunting.
Yes.
Okay. Kawhi, LeBron.
Nope.
Banana Boat Crew.
Riley.
Whatever.
Riley and the Spurs were on the phone this morning.
What are you reporting that?
Yeah, no. They both got eliminated the same day. You know, it's easily possible.
Reporting.
He thinks I got
he laughs at you and mocks you.
No, I'm not reporting, but I know.
Here's what I'll say.
Someone says, just if, fix Whiteside.
If you have a meeting,
what's your line? What's your line about can't fix?
You can't coach stupid. So,
is it even controversial to say that Hassan Whiteside is the second worst contract in the entire NBA behind Luol Deng?
I was actually thinking,
is Luol Deng? I never saw him.
I was wondering.
He
only played one game and just sat there.
Could the Heat trade for Luol Deng with Whiteside? Just straight up.
Yeah, I mean,
straight up.
They'd save a little bit of cap space.
Luol was good here.
I think the Lakers would do it.
What happened to Luol Deng? Why didn't they play him?
They just went for the youth movement.
He got $70 million, and he's like, man, this Tom Thibodeau really broke down my body. I'm going to stop working out. What do you mean what happened?
No, but like,
he got rich and was like, they're giving me how much money? Because he was calling his agent. He's like, man, I really want to stay with the Heat. He's like, yeah, but they're going to pay you like $8 million 2 years. I got an offer for $72 million. What? That summer of, what was it, 2015?
It was 16.
2016. What an irresponsible summer. Whiteside included.
Tyler Johnson among them.
Tyler Johnson included. Mozgov.
Oh.
Joakim Noah.
He's not playing either.
Trade for one of those guys.
Woo. How about that? How about guys that got so much money just told, you know what, you're not playing.
Would Heat fans today trade for Joakim Noah and his blonde beard?
It's on the text machine. No. Someone says trade Whiteside straight up for Joakim Noah.
They have had interest in the past.
No, please.
Until he takes one jump shot.
Here we go. I got one for Leroy.
No, come on. Stop.
Come on.
Don't do it. Come on. It's not even 2 o'clock yet.
Hassan Whiteside.
Yep.
I realize basketball is. This doesn't work out perfectly for the other team. But I call up Oklahoma City. And they say, Carmelo for Whiteside, straight up.
Hell no!
Straight up!
No!
Shulu? Carmelo's done.
It's last year.
No, he's done.
Wait.
It's all over.
When he gets down here to this culture and body fat tests and all that, come on, man.
Maybe they can make him the next Ellington, except he makes $26 million.
The next Ellington? He has to run to get open.
Oh, that's fair.
He also can't miss the hoop by 10 feet.
Okay, but what if you guys want this LeBron dream?
How about Paul George?
Oh,
George a true whale?
I've never been the biggest Paul George guy. I consider him whale territory.
He's a good defender.
He's always a great defender.
But would you?
He's a porpoise.
I consider him closer to Luol Deng than to say LeBron or Kawhi.
You want that guy?
I mean, look, I don't want Slap My Fatty being the head of my franchise, but I know Riley will. I think if you told Riley, hey, you can get Paul George, Riley's clearing the decks.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he is. I'm not that keen on it. I've never been a big Paul George guy, but I think Riley's just looking for, Riley's like Giancarlo Stanton right now. He's just up there taking porn hacks.
Unfortunately, Riley needs a slump buster. He needs a Justin Bour.
I know. I think he thought Hassan Whiteside was his Justin Bour. Or Justin Bour's BBW.
Today.
Riley needs an SS
BBW. How disappointed you think the Heat are in Hassan? Because he hasn't played well. And he's been banged up, and I'll give him that. But then he keeps saying, I'm not playing well because I'm not getting enough minutes. And they're like, no, we're taking you out because you suck.
When we come back, I'll let you guys hear. I thought Dwayne Wade hit the nail on the head when it came to Hassan yesterday after the game. Also, interesting little nugget coming out of the Miami Herald about the Dolphins and possible trade, trades with the, not trades, possible draft things that are happening. Whispers are going. There's things happening. A lot of rumors out there, a lot of hubbub. We'll get to that next.
Deborah.
Nope, not today. Deborah. Turn it off. Nope. No celebration of your funniness. Take it off, Robbie. I got no time for nonsense today.
Really?
No fun from you, Hassan.
You're dressed like a freaking ninja.
No fun from him.
And you have no time for nonsense?
You know what's amazing? He will not make me laugh today.
Less than a week ago, you were saying, soon as Embiid plays, Hassan's going to be the man.
Thus my disappointment. He played 10 minutes.
He can't pass the ball.
He can't stay on the floor.
It's a black hole in there.
his hole's not even staying on the floor.
Nope.
10 minutes. A series low. Don't you do it. I heard it. Don't you put it back on there. A series low.
I know.
Man. A must win. Series low.
Look.
Three fouls.
From my experiences.
Second lowest plus minus on the team?
From my experiences with coaches at any level, they don't play by the rule of just throw me in there and things will change.
Yesterday was the biggest whopper I've heard the Heat tell on a post-game press conference since they told me McBob was unique. Like, I remember that. I remember when Riley was trying to polish that turd, when he was just up there like, oh, what a unique skill set he's got. And we really just haven't unlocked the keys that are Josh McRoberts. I'm like, yeah, you have. The guy's a bum. That's the key. And yesterday, you know, Eric's up there, Coach Spo, he's like, you know, in fairness to Hassan, dealt with a lot of injuries this year, and he was out. We were evolving as a team. I'm like, that's not good. Okay, so let me get this straight. I just saw a team play without their big man for a good 3 months, and he came back, and they evolved, and then that was just fine. But you guys evolve, and he comes back, and everything goes, it just breaks down. I thought Wade had the best point of it yesterday, because Hassan yesterday was talking about, you know, he wants more minutes, he wants to have a meeting with the Heat. All right, I understand why he's frustrated.
You think they're going to take him serious now?
Oh, I can't imagine how that's going to go.
I'm going to have... He made it sound like, you know, I'm so important. I have done everything to earn the right to have a conversation about my playing time.
I would start that meeting with Riley looking at a projector of Lebanese basketball.
No.
Like, he's just watching highlights of Lebanon.
I would just show 30 minutes of him sulking every other game.
Oh, here's Wade, which may have been his last game yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
But he was asked about Hassan and where things stand with Hassan, and here's what he had to say.
I think the thing is as players, you don't want to give yourself an excuse. So you want to look and see where you can be better at, you know. It's easy to say that this series wasn't a big man series, or it's easy to say that coach did this or that, or I got in foul trouble. Don't give yourself an excuse. Just go into the summer and work on what you need to work on, you know, mentally and physically, and get yourself ready for it when this opportunity comes again. And that's the biggest thing. That shows, you know, your real character when this same opportunity presents itself, because it's going to come right back fast. Are you going to be prepared for it? Are you going to be better the next time, you know, when you're in this situation? And, you know, I hope so. You know, I love Hassan, being able to see his growth, you know, from making our team to getting triple doubles, to become, you know, the player he is. So hopefully he get motivated from this and this series and come back better next season.
I like to translate that.
Oh. Ooh.
Get him the hell out of here.
Very exciting. We haven't had one of your translations in a while.
It's like, look, it's no excuse that you're not getting enough minutes. You should be busting your ass so they have no choice but to give you more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be mentally strong that there is not a situation where you can't play where they feel they have to take you out. Whether it's, I can't make my free throws at the end of the game, so we got to take you out. They go small, got to take you out. Bad matchup, got to take you out. Because all those things mean that you are less of a player. So what you have to do is, in all those situations, make you fit.
Mm-hmm. Look, I do think that Whiteside and Spoelstra's relationship has gotten to a point where I don't know if it's repairable. Maybe it is. I mean, look, Popovich and LaMarcus Aldridge were at a weird spot.
No, no, no. That's a different situation, okay? Because at no point in time, you can either look at the situation in San Antonio. At no point in time was that ever about not being a professional. And when a coach has to have 27 conversations with you,
mm-hmm,
just to get you motivated to be a professional?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, even with last night's game in the second half, and I was even pathetic enough to have a little bit of hope when Tyler Johnson hit that three. I'm a sad person. But either way, I just think that he didn't even think to look to Hassan in any point when that game was squeezing
because
in.
Because coaches get done,
he's
man.
He's just like, I'm done. And to make it a bigger point, you're playing 10 minutes and Wade's playing a series long. Wade's out there. He can't guard a guy who looks like he belongs in fantasy camp. He's getting blown past because he's so huffing and puffing all over the place. And he also looked all of 36 yesterday.
Right.
But he's going to go with his guy. This is the guy I trust. I don't care if he's broken down. I'd rather have him out there than you.
Wait.
I mean, I thought that message was pretty clear yesterday.
This sums up the Whiteside situation quite well. While D-Wade was saying all that, Hassan got distracted by a squirrel and didn't hear a single word.
Definitely so.
But again, what we're talking about, the farther Hassan gets away from the court, the more the reasons become about being a professional and not about talent. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of talented people that don't have a job. It's for other reasons. And as a coach, you shouldn't have to babysit a player. Okay? You know you could babysit Jordan because he's that talented that you wouldn't care. You know? But you didn't have to. Mm-hmm. He was a professional. Like, these are the things that, especially in that sport, where the numbers are so much smaller, everybody has to do their thing.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know what he has to, like, hey, man, you think we want to not play you?
Oh, here's another one.
They got...
If Spo wants to repair the relationship, just take Hassan to SeaWorld.
Hey, Shamu.
You were saying something, Spo?
How long was the talk with the OGs tonight? How long? Like, what's
the
session?
I think the OGs just swam in
the
corner.
I think the OGs ignored him.
I think they went over in the corner and say, he is killing us.
Do you think there's a bunch of OGs that were just belly up yesterday?
Oh, my God. They were watching the game. They were like, our guy's killing us.
I'm ashamed to be owned by you. I don't want your lettuce flakes or whatever the hell you put in a koi pond to feed them. This guy. Disappointed.
But I think as this year went on, when you heard some of the comments that Hassan was making, and we're all going, what? Yeah, I mean, imagine how your boss takes that.
It's very clear that Hassan feels like the Heat found a treasure in him, and not that the Heat had anything to do with him or him having the opportunity here.
He was like, I was always a baller. I just got a chance.
How about being grateful for the opportunity?
No. See, that's too far. Look, and I'll say it this way.
Anyone else give him $98 million?
No, but I would say it this way. If you didn't show that talent, you wouldn't have gotten the money. So they're not just going to pay a bump. But I would say from the other side of it, you knew what you were getting into. Because those guys have been around Hassan every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. So you had to know. This didn't just all of a sudden pop up.
No, it's gotta be exhausting when you flip the coin. You don't know what you're getting.
I'm on the sidelines listening and watching him play and listening to his comments, and it's exhausting to me. Imagine
you go through a film session with him.
Imagine all the other players that you have a responsibility to. And you see him sulking and moving. You want to be a leader of the team? The leader of the team never sulks.
You think he plays for the Heat next year?
Yes.
Because nobody will take him?
Nobody will take him.
Yeah, too big of a contract.
You're stuck with him. And so what's going to get lost in this is...
Well, yeah, I'm just in a spot. I don't want to give up Justice Winslow to get rid of Hassan. I don't want to give up Bam to get rid of Hassan.
Okay, you know,
yeah, but it depends
funny.
On what you're getting back.
When this year started.
I'm talking about like in a dumpage because that's what it's going to take to dump him to one of these terrible teams. Like, I don't want to give up one of my young guys. I could deal with one more year of the headache. You know what I mean?
Can you?
I can. I feel like I'm Teflon on Hassan right now.
Somebody said, please explain to me what Hassan's job is on the offense. And I'll explain it to you this way. Is that periodically. During the course of this season and early on in the season, they tried to run some offense through Hassan. And Hassan would make a good offensive move and he'd do a little fadeaway and bank it. Incredible. And you saw growth offensively.
Right.
Then they started defending it and helping to keep Hassan from taking advantage of the one guy.
Yeah.
He can't pass.
It's not even, but I that's definitely always been a crutch. But you know what the frustrating thing, man, is? It's the stuff like go get the ball and dunk it.
Right.
Be follow up on rebound. It's just not like the energy's not there.
Yeah, like, but it's
Shaq,
the pouting. It's
Shaq
the pouting.
Is screaming at you on the television. You know Shaq wants right. you to be so good. He's right. like, I'm dying.
Did you see him miss that bunny last night? Like, he was like 2 feet from the rim and he like tossed it up, some sort of rainbow situation.
Hey,
like,
bunny.
All right, so the Miami Herald seems to think the Dolphins may have a shot at a quarterback that the Dolphin fans probably didn't think they had a shot at. We'll tell you that next.
Drop it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.